Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, environmentalists sue to stop construction of a natural gas pipeline. A hospital in Georgia finds a way it could prevent the leading cause of maternal death. And Governor Kemp says he doesn't want to halt construction of data centers.
I'm not saying we need a data center in every community that's out there, but to have a moratorium just like the governor of New York did and what Keisha Lance Bottoms is proposing to me is irresponsible.
Today is Tuesday, July 28th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The Georgia teenager who killed four people in a shooting at Appalachie High School has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Colt Gray pleaded guilty on Friday to charges including murder in the 2024 shooting. Barrow County Superior Court Judge Nicholas Prim handed down the sentence late this afternoon, referencing testimony that Gray idolized and studied other mass shooters.
The thought of mimicking these other mass murders is what brought you joy. You know, for the rest of us, there is no joy here today. It's only a measure of closure. The slain will not return to life, the injured will not forget their wounds, and a 16-year-old boy will live and die in prison.
The minimum sentence would have been life with parole. The judge decided he should never be let out. Hypertensive disorders like preeclampsia are a leading cause of maternal death in Georgia. One hospital is now using in-house blood tests to help identify risky pregnancies early. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more.
WellStar in Augusta is the first in the state to offer in-house biomarker testing for patients with hypertensive disorders. Test results that used to take days now only take half an hour. Along with standard assessments between the second and third trimesters, this blood test looks at proteins in the placenta to help identify risk with more certainty. Dr. Champa Woodham with the medical center says it's a game changer for pregnant patients with chronic conditions referred to the teaching hospital for care.
We can figure out in a very quick time period whether these patients in fact need to stay with us, or maybe they can have follow-up outpatient back in their hometowns.
State law mandates that most insurance covers biomarker testing. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
Governor Brian Kemp is weighing in on the rush to develop artificial intelligence. In an interview with Politico published yesterday, Kemp called the technology scary, while also welcoming data centers to Georgia and criticizing others who would pause their development.
I'm not saying we need a data center in every community that's out there, but to have a moratorium just like the governor of New York did and what Keisha Lance Bottoms is proposing to me is irresponsible.
Bottoms, the Democratic nominee for governor, spoke in April ahead of the Democratic primary to the Columbus Ledger-Inquirer.
If I had the privilege of being elected governor, I am going to ask for a pause in construction on data centers throughout the state. Give us an opportunity to understand exactly where we are. Are we on the right track?
While leaders of the two major political parties may offer a stark contrast on data center construction policy, the average Georgian may not fall so neatly into a red or blue camp. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
By mid-July, data center rumors in the city of Albany demand attention.
Is this going to happen?
No, nothing has been established yet.
Okay, another question.
To be clear, there is no data center deal in Albany, but city leaders are putting on a series of public sessions on data centers anyway to clear the air. Meanwhile, out in the lobby of this high school auditorium, Lauren Dormady is organizing.
And we will have citizens lining up for their 5 minutes for as long as it takes, if they'll allow it.
Lauren farms medicinal herbs for a living.
You grow medicinal herbs? I need to buy some medicinal herbs.
I've got them in Mitchell County.
Lauren's just north of home in Dougherty County tonight to find more people to oppose a planned Mitchell County natural gas power plant the state wouldn't even need without the data center boom. Mitchell County is majority white and Republican. Dougherty County is majority black and Democrat. Lauren says she's been trying to get people to look past those labels.
So I've told people we're going to have to come together. You're going to have to sit beside people that don't look like you because we all drink water and we're all on the same aquifer. And I have to remind them that they are banking on us being red team, blue team.
University of Tennessee sociologist Nikki Luke studies the connections between electrical utilities, civil rights, and Big D democracy. She's been paying attention to how data centers are breaking down political silos.
There is crossing racial lines, crossing class lines. people are finding solidarity across difference in fighting data centers.
Because, she says, the data center issue is landing in communities, often white, often suburban, veering into rural, which historically haven't been saddled with this kind of environmental burden. And so even if this is new to them,
they're learning from environmental justice communities and from urban communities about how to grapple with what's happening.
150 miles to the north of Albany in the city of Monticello, Terry Saunders.
I am the chair of the Jasper County Democratic Party.
And Mary Patrick.
I'm the chair of the Republican Party.
Have teamed up to fight an effort to annex a chunk of property out in Jasper County into the city limits of the county seat, Monticello. Mary says she's learned that this is a data center red flag.
The thing with the data centers, I've been reading about them for over a year, and the MO is kind of you annex the property and then pretty much you get to do whatever you want once you annex in.
An annexation like this was the first step in a data center development in neighboring Monroe County. And so now the two of them are rallying their fellow party members to city council meetings that get a little rowdy.
Listen to me very clearly. We do not want a data center.
Terry Saunders says the last time she can remember working with Republicans was after a natural disaster.
When we had the tornado in the north part of the county in 23, January of 23.
That is to say the last time people in Jasper County faced what felt to them like an existential crisis. Mary Patrick says in times like this, party labels just aren't important.
I don't go up to people and say, "Are you a Democrat?" You know, and I've never had somebody come up and say, "Well, are you a Republican?" And it's kind of like, if we're all working because we're trying to preserve what we have here, then it doesn't matter, really.
So far, while they haven't killed the annexation issue outright, they have succeeded in making their elected Monticello City Council postpone voting on it, at least until August. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
One of Georgia's largest healthcare systems is laying off almost 800 employees at its corporate office. Marietta-based Wellstar said today that the workforce reductions are aimed at simplifying its structure, moving decision-making closer to patient-facing roles, and positioning the nonprofit for long-term growth. It said frontline care team roles are not impacted. This is one of the state's largest layoff announcements of the year so far. It comes as the company is expanding with a new hospital expected to open in Columbia County near Augusta next month, and the acquisition of a Northeast Georgia hospital, Mountain Lakes Medical Center in Clayton, expected to close on Saturday. Voters are casting ballots today in a special election for a Metro Atlanta U.S. House seat. Whoever wins will serve only until the end of the year. Theresia Harrison Conyers says the election is just as important as any other.
It does matter because you can do something to impact. Maybe it's something I don't want done. But at least if you vote, then you can complain. But if you don't vote, I don't want to hear it.
Five candidates are on the ballot to fill the remainder of the term of U.S. Representative David Scott, who died in April. A Georgia teenager who charged at the U.S. Capitol while armed with a loaded shotgun and wearing body armor and camouflage clothing pleaded guilty yesterday to illegally carrying a firearm. According to prosecutors, the 18-year-old told police officers who apprehended him outside the Capitol that he intended to confront members of Congress and scare them, but he didn't make it into the building and nobody was injured. The sentencing is scheduled for December. Environmentalists are suing the Army Corps of Engineers over a nationwide permit that can determine how a natural gas pipeline will cross sensitive waterways in Georgia. GPB's Jillian Magtoto reports.
Kinder Morgan, one of North America's largest energy infrastructure companies, plans to build 500 miles of natural gas pipelines across three states, including Georgia. The SELC suit is on behalf of nonprofits, including the Savannah and Ogeechee River Keepers. The Nationwide Permit 12, issued by the Corps, fast-tracks the Clean Water Act process, allowing for more harmful waterway crossings, says SELC attorney Spencer Scheidt.
The pipeline developer often will select what's called an open-cut crossing, where they dig a trench straight through the water bodies. You have to often use explosives to blast apart bedrock. Huge plumes of sediment are released. That chokes out a lot of species and lowers water quality.
The pipelines will cross about 2,000 water bodies and will likely be approved at the end of the month. For GPB News, I'm Jillian Magtoto.
Low-income Georgians living with HIV would not be counted as medically frail under a state proposal still under consideration. If the Department of Community Health Board approves the plan at its August meeting, those residents would have to satisfy work requirements to qualify for Medicaid coverage. The exclusion perplexes advocates for people living with HIV, who say such a move would worsen health outcomes and incorrectly apply federal standards. About 67,000 Georgians are living with HIV. That's according to the Metropolitan Atlanta HIV Health Services Planning Council. A spokesperson for the Department of Community Health says the agency is reviewing public comments about the plan and will address any changes to it at the board meeting on August 13th. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins visited a turf farm in West Georgia's Carroll County yesterday to announce the state's participation in a program aimed at cattle farmers. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Georgia is now part of a cooperative interstate meat shipping agreement that allows Georgia-inspected meat to be shipped to all 50 states with the USDA stamp of approval. Rollins said that four large companies dominate nearly all of the national market, and the program will help smaller meat producers.
There are about 230 of those small processors here in Georgia. They are a critical piece of the puzzle as we continue to work to rebuild that cattle herd, which again is at the 75-year low.
10 other states are already in the compact, including Indiana, Iowa, and Maine. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Whitesburg.
In sports, the Braves and Mets game plan for today has been postponed to tomorrow due to rain in New York. The two teams will play a doubleheader tomorrow. Last night's game was one Braves fans would soon like to forget. The Braves lost 14-3. Atlanta star Ronald Acuna Jr. returned to the lineup after missing 37 games with a strained left hamstring and went 1-for-4 with two strikeouts. Relief pitcher Connor Thomas gave up 11 runs over a multi-inning outing that had even the Mets announcers sympathizing with the young hurler. Grant Holmes is scheduled to get the start for Atlanta tomorrow afternoon. And that's a wrap on Georgia Today. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, check out gpb.org/news. And make sure you subscribe to this podcast because we will be back in your feed tomorrow afternoon. If you've got feedback, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.